Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Clay Ferreira's Jam.
Oh, yeah. I know Clay and Rick got a bunch in common.
For real. What did they have in common, Rick James and Clay Ferreira? Oh, I may have been too quick to. I'm sorry, I may have been too quick to agree with you. I
just man got game, just know how to talk to the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Clay smooth, Rick was smooth.
Was Rick smooth, or did he just have a lot of drugs? and people wanted them, and so
he was aggressively smooth, if that's a thing.
It is a good song. Go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Clay Ferreiro, sports anchor and reporter at Local 10 here in Miami. Hello, Clay.
Hello, Hawk. I like that. Aggressively smooth. It's like a contradiction in terms, and yet you can kind of see how it might work, especially if you have a lot of money.
Everything about this show, the contradiction in terms, and it really makes no sense if you really start to peel it back. But somehow it works.
I love it.
That's a great.
You stayed up late last night. Stayed up late last night. Watched the game. Going to stay after what you saw. Are you going to stay up late for tonight's game?
Yeah. I mean, you're playing a great team, and what I think was a little frustrating is, you know, it seemed like things were really flowing for them nicely. And then the bench is when things really fell apart. And the other thing is, look, Phoenix is an outstanding team, and you're hoping that you could potentially see them again, although I don't know if they're good enough to beat the Lakers. I don't think losing a game like that makes you feel any differently about the season, as long as that injury to Jimmy Butler isn't something significant, which it doesn't seem as though it is.
And yeah, Clay, last night came out, they scored 34 in the first quarter. They were up. And you're like, okay, I really believe Phoenix. Some people, like a texter said, they're fraud earlier in the show. I believe in Phoenix. But what happened in the second and the fourth? You just brought up the bench. Was that the bench? Because, bro, 16 points and 14 points in a quarter is not going to cut it in this day's NBA.
No, it was terrible. I mean, that second quarter, and actually it started at the end of the first quarter once the bench came out there. And I think it's one of those things where typically the Heat bench gives you something. And for whatever reason, I don't know what it is about Dario Saric, but he's just one of those guys. And, you know, they call him random Heat killers on Twitter. And he's just one of those guys that for whatever reason, whenever they play him, he finds a way to destroy Miami. And he did it again last night. Terrence Ross is another one of those guys. I mean, you can go down the line of guys who just for whatever reason destroy the Heat. And he's one of them. But he wasn't the only guy off the bench that did that. And so I just think it was one of those things that, you know, once it snowballed, it fell apart. And whatever they were doing early on, they couldn't get back to it. But look, it's the NBA. It's one regular season game. I don't make too much of it. And, you know, they're coming off what was a really nice win at Portland a couple of nights previous. So, but it is important that they bounce back tonight.
Who are some of the other Heat killers? Didn't we talk about this, the random Heat killers?
Wayne Ellington was one before they signed him.
Paul Millsap used to have career games against the Heat.
Millsap is at least a
right.
good player in general, though. You know, like
right.
before he, you know, got up there in years a little bit. But like, it's these guys who, I don't know, they average like 8 points a game, and then they play the Heat, and their averages go up to like 27. There was another one.
There was
Terrence Ross.
He already mentioned Terrence Ross. In the playoffs several years ago, probably more than several years ago.
Ersan Ilyasova is another one.
Was it Ersan Ilyasova? No, but in the playoffs, who am I thinking of? Somebody text this in, 786-360-0790. It was a white guy. He was like a gnat.
Oh, Dellavedova?
The little guy that guarded LeBron for the...
Yeah, wasn't it? I think Matthew Dellavedova annoyed LeBron.
You talking about J.J. Barea? J.J. Barea?
It was J.J. Barea, Dallas. Yep.
Yeah.
J.J. Barea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, J.J. Yeah. Barea. There are these random
Saric is one of those guys. Yeah, yeah. Saric is one of those guys. And so, but yeah, I don't make too much of last night. I do think it's important they bounce back tonight. And again, the health of Jimmy Butler is the most important thing, from what happened last night.
Yeah, that really is. But speaking of like that and injuries, so let's assume Victor Oladipo's gone for the season for all intents and purposes, because it's just been too quiet to think otherwise, right? I mean, there seems to be a void of hearing anything. That loss is really significant, even though we only saw him for a cup of coffee. You can kind of tell that loss is significant, right?
Oh, yeah, as far as the long-term projection for this team, yeah. I think the thing that Oladipo gave you was that extra ceiling and somebody that, hey, if you're going to take on a team like Brooklyn, and I mentioned this right after they got him, there are very few teams that can throw out the type of length and athleticism defensively that the Heat can, assuming Oladipo was in the lineup. And, I mean, they had five guys in Oladipo, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Andre Iguodala, and Trevor Ariza, that you throw those five guys on the floor, and good luck to every wing player and guard player going up against them. So, you take away one of those guys, and then all of a sudden you go back to having somebody on the floor who can be targeted on the defensive side of the ball. And so, yeah, I think as far as – I don't know that it's that big of a deal short term. I think Kendrick Nunn can certainly – fill that void in the starting lineup short term, but long term, yeah. And I'm not quite as pessimistic yet. I think we really got to see. Hey, is this one of those things where it doesn't sound like it's a torn ligament. It doesn't sound like something that is a structural issue. So is it one of those things that maybe you just take it easy until the playoffs? So to me, it's like, let's wait and see until there's an announcement as far as whether or not he's done for the year. But no, if we're presuming that, yeah, I think the long-term trajectory for this team changes quite a bit.
And Clay, another concern from last night was Ayton. And, they switch off. If Bam's not on him, now I saw, Jimmy down there fighting with Ayton a couple times. I think Kendrick Nunn got on him one time. And then you bring up Saric. Both of those guys are 5'11". I mean, 6'11", sorry. Those seven-footers, we have a lack of size. Is Deadman, is that the guy we need to put in when they start doing that? Precious, could he step up? When we get sized out, I'd put it. What's the answer when the Heat start getting sized out? And I believe they did last night.
Yeah, well, it's got to be Deadman. I think the unfortunate thing is with Precious is you can tell that, man, the want-to is there, the energy is there, and long-term, I'm still very optimistic about who he can be as a player, and yet you can tell short-term, too much just kind of gets thrown off, that whether it's he's not in the right spot or, he's got one speed right now. And there was a point last night in the game, I don't know if you guys remember it, but he got the ball down low. It was a beautiful feed from Butler. I think he was probably about 3 or 4 feet in the basket. Chris Paul was on him, and Precious turned around and threw it about 3 feet over the basket and hit the backboard on the other side. And, it's just he's not at that point yet where Bam has gotten to where the game slows down to him. So I think it's got to be Deadman because Precious at this point, I'm not sure you can count on the quality from those minutes, especially. And, again, everything we're talking about to me, Channing, is let's say they get into the playoffs and then – they're getting sized out, right? Like the regular season doesn't bother me as much, but when you get into the playoffs, who do you have that you can trust to go up against the Joel Embiid? And to me at this point, it's Bam. Hopefully it's going to be Deadman. And I think that's gotta be it. So, yeah, I think at this point, I don't know that you really want to count on Precious for those minutes quite yet, and it's probably got to be Dedmon.
Clay Ferrero from Local 10. So how are you splitting up your attention? We've been talking about it. Like, you got the Marlins, you got the Panthers, you got the Heat, you got Inter Miami's going to be starting. Like, how are you splitting up your attention here? What has your most attention right now?
Well, right now it's Inter Miami because I just left Ray Hudson's house, by the way.
Oh, really?
We're doing a story.
He's a character, man.
He's great, man. And everything about him is genuine. And I love people like that who are like, they're characters, but it's not a facade. Like, his passion, he just oozes passion. So anyway, I just left his house because we got the game coming up on Sunday on Local 10. The home opener is actually going to be on our air. So I got him to sing to us. So that's always fun. So we'll run a story on that tonight.
Yeah, Ray Hudson is a tremendous character. Any soccer fan down here knows him. So when you go to Ray Hudson's house, like, does he offer you food? This kid, this is interesting to me. Does he say,
yes.
"Hey, this I just whipped this Vegemite sandwich up," and I know he's not Australian, so but I just like, you know, something weird. Something like, "Hey, here's a bowl of haggis for you."
You sound like Jim Carrey. Yeah, I walked in and he goes, "Yeah, let's throw another shrimp on the Bobby." Exactly what he gets. He's not Australian. Goodness. No, here's the funny thing. So, I mean, just couldn't have been nicer. We kind of concocted the idea to do this story this morning and just texted him. And I, middle of his busy day, he's preparing for, said, "Hey, can you get with us on like an hour's notice?" And couldn't have been nicer. "Sure, come to my house." Walk in, first thing he does is offer us water, food, whatever, and just couldn't be nicer. And funny thing was, he lives on the water, and he used to live in a house like two houses down, but he was eyeing this house on the water for years, and finally the people decided to move out, and he just knocked on their door and said, "Hey, I want to buy this," and he was able to buy the one two houses down because it had a beautiful view of the water.
And Clay, that situation, just listening to it, sounds crazy to call somebody and, you know, go over their house. Have you ever gotten a situation like that where you weren't as comfortable as you were today, where you walk in and, this was a bad decision?
Let's see. You mean other than every time I walk up and I see you in the press box at games, like, because like I get nervous, I get starstruck.
Every time he calls in to be on this show and he doesn't know how we're gonna open, yeah.
No.
The next thing you know,
like,
10 minutes later, he's crying, talking about his childhood as a heavy individual.
The funny thing is that makes me comfortable. No, you know what it is, with sports, no, but man, like the last year has just been crazy because, you know, we've had to cover more news stuff. And so, like, I think I had to do a story on people who were getting eviction notices despite the fact that legally they weren't supposed to be getting them in, you know, so like having to do some of these news stories where, you know, people's lives are like, to me, that's uncomfortable. Is going in cover? You know, obviously, it's nothing compared
you're
to people who are actually going
through it. You're the wacky sports guy. They're sending you on eviction stories.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of the way things go when you know sports went away, and you know it's our number one job in this is as a public service, right? And we understand that getting into it when hurricane season comes, man, we got to go. We got to go out and stand in the stuff that people don't want to. And yet, as much as I love the sports side of my job, and that's what I got into this for, our number one job is to make sure that people are informed. So, you know, and as crazy as it sounds, like if you help somebody in one of those situations, even if it is uncomfortable for you, then it's incredibly rewarding. So, but yeah, I mean, so to answer your question, Channing, like, doing sports stuff, okay, if somebody tells you no, they don't want to do an interview, all right, you move on with life. It's nothing compared to some of the stuff that our news people have to go through on a daily basis, for sure.
A very well thought out answer and a little throwaway question at the end. Clay.
You weren't planning on me going into your commercial break, were you?
Clay's got nothing in common with Rick James. Nothing.
Clay has a heart. You know what? He has nothing in common with you, Hawk. That's what it is.
I, I can hit that note, though. I can hit that. Give it to me, baby.
Ooh,
give it to me, baby.
Hey, Rick. Yeah. Was that Rick? That was Clay.
You want to hear my Bill Clinton impersonation?
Ooh, yeah.
I've been working on this for 30 years. You ready?
Okay. Okay.
Did someone say, give it to me, baby?
That was very good.
Did you hear that? It was very good.
Clay.
I was actually expecting you to work in his love for McDonald's somehow, though. I was expecting like
you want to hear my Ronald Reagan?
No. Do this for me. Order.
Be happy to.
Act like you're Bill Clinton going through a McDonald's drive-thru and what he would order.
All right.
Well, hey.
You can't smile when you're doing Clinton.
Hey, I would like a shamrock shake. Hold the shamrock. Let me just see that shake, baby.
All right, I take it back. It's terrible.
What do you think, Clay?
I play him
a little Rick James on the way out, Solana. Ladies and gentlemen, the Clay Ferrero Variety Hour with Mark Hockman and Shannon Crowder.
I just came for the shake. I don't want the shamrock or just the rock. No sham.
Come get him, Clay. Come get him.
All right. See you, Clay.
35 years you worked on that, huh?
Man, yeah, all came crashing down during this interview.
I'm
right. See you, Clay.
I'm so sorry. Take care.
Clay Ferrero from Local 10.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.